overcome with emotion.
That happens at the worst possible times, like in scary situations, or in situations fraught with anger. Sometimes at touching moments, or after painful injuries. Sad times, happy times, unexplainable times. I get overcome with emotion and I start to well up at any one of those times. And sometimes it's in a public forum, like here. It's happened before. Other times it's while I'm watching TV or reading a book. And sometimes I can swallow deeply and suppress the tears that are about to flow. And I don't really know why I do that. I don't feel like I'm out of control when I'm overcome with emotion. I'm sure somewhere the tapes keep rolling that I've heard enough times in my life that real men don't cry, which is a crock. And I don't try to hold it in. When I don't try to suppress the tears or like make that lump in my throat just stay right where it is, it's marvelous. It's refreshing. If I can get past the embarrassments or uncomfortable feelings I have about crying, it is marvelous. It's refreshing. And I'm not saying that I'm successful at it all that much. But when I don't try, oh, it's wonderful. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, really early on the first day of the week. It was still dark outside. And she discovered that the stone had been rolled away. So she ran and told Peter and John that Jesus was gone, and she didn't know where his body was. And Peter and John ran to the empty tomb. Like that little bit of comedy in there. It's maybe not exactly comedy, but the younger one, John, got there first, because he could run faster than Peter, but he wouldn't go in. Peter and John saw, believed, and didn't understand exactly what had happened, and then they went back to their homes. And then it gets interesting. I mean, it's really interesting at the beginning, but then it says Mary didn't leave. She just stood there weeping. She didn't know what to do with this. Last year, I think it was at the later service, I tried to put somehow into words the emotions that Mary was feeling on that first Easter morning. She stood weeping in that. I'm weeping because Jesus is dead. And I don't know where they took his body and it's gone. And Peter and John just came and looked and then they left, and I'm confused, and I'm angry, and I'm lost. And then, even after she noticed that Jesus was there with her, I'm weeping because you weren't here, and now you're here. I'm weeping because I'm thrilled, and I'm confused, and I'm angry, and I'm grateful, and I'm shaking, and this is just too much. It's really you. You're alive. Jesus is alive. He is risen. Today we celebrate. Today we rejoice, and today we play. Lots of emotions run through Easter. Every one of them is a legitimate reaction to this powerful and extraordinary day. But Mary stood weeping.